Chapter 9. Moses, Mediator. 3. You say of the latter part of Galatians, chapter 3, verse 19, that all agree that this mediator was Moses. I do not agree, and I do not think that the text and the context warrant such an assumption. The apostle continues in the next verse, "Now a mediator is not a mediator of one, but God is one." Now I turn to 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verse 5, and read, "For there is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." God is one party in the transaction, and Christ is the mediator. I suppose you will not question the statement that Christ was the one who spoke the Ten Commandments from Mount Sinai. In Great Controversy, Volume 2, page 217, concerning the Sermon on the Mount, I read, "The same voice that declared the moral and the ceremonial law, which was the foundation of the whole Jewish system, uttered the words of instruction on the Mount." And this is indicated in the text under consideration, and also in Acts, chapter 7, verse 38, where Stephen says of Moses, "This is he that was in the church in the wilderness, with the angel which spake to him in the Mount Sinai, and with our fathers." That angel we all understand to be the one that spoke to Moses out of the bush, the one that went before the children of Israel, in whom was the name of God, being none other than our Lord Jesus Christ. If I thought it necessary, I could give you plenty of scripture testimony on this point. And so the text under consideration, as I have proved in noting your points, teaches that the law was given upon Mount Sinai, because of transgression, that is, that the people might know what sin was, and might appreciate the pardon that was offered in the covenant to Abraham, and that it was thus given till the seed should come to whom the promise was made. And the apostle shows the dignity and the value of the law, by the statement that it was disposed, or arranged, or ordained, by angels, in the hand of our great mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ.